This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. We have some great guests with us. We have our guest from Home Helpers. The owner is Jody Amsball. Welcome, Jody.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you. And then we have Kim Shook and Rick Schneider, our community education coordinators. Welcome.
Well, hello there.
It's going to be a good show. Jody knows Home Helper and home helping and home everything. Right. This will be good.
And we've worked with Jody over the years and her staff. They've helped us, you know, in various ways. So maybe we can just tell the community what Home Helpers is, what you do, what kind of services you have available for people.
Okay. We are home care, and we provide anything from housekeeping to meals to more personal items, you know, bathing, dressing, helping someone get changed, whatever it is that they need. And wherever it is they call home, we can help. So anything from a few hours a day to 24-hour care, yeah. We're around the clock.
You don't do medical, correct?
Yeah, we're considered non-medical. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, you know, a lot of people think, well, they couldn't give someone a bath or help remind medicine. And we do that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I know at that age, well, I don't say that age, but a lot of people forget taking medicine on schedule.
Yeah.
Not that I would, but, you know, it does happen.
Well, I think the value in that is you help keep people in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people are struggling and need help. So is there a minimum amount of hours that they have to get in a day or a week? Or
We just have a minimum per day. Otherwise, they can use this, you know, once a month, once a year.
Yeah. So what is your minimum per day?
It's a four-hour minimum per
day. Four-hour minimum per day.
We used to have a two-hour minimum, but with COVID, we have been so very busy that it's been hard to staff the littler hours. So we upped it to kind of just help those who are really, really in need right now.
So 4 hours a day, but, you know, it doesn't matter during the month how many days it is. So that's good. And so if you're, you know, if you're out there and you're kind of struggling, you need some help, or your family member needs help, you know, so let's kind of go into some detail. What kind of things do your staff do? And now, first of all, they don't have to have past experience, right? You'll train people?
Yeah, we train everyone who comes on board. I'm a perfect example. I started our company as a caregiver, and I helped take care of my grandparents and things like that. So I had a heart and a love for taking care of people, but maybe didn't know how to give someone a bath or change them until I came to the company, and then they just taught me that. And we've done that ever since, you know. So
yeah, that says something interesting in that you've been there. So when you're talking to prospective people, you know what you're talking about. You've been there.
Oh, yeah.
And it really does make a difference.
And I visit every single one of our clients. I meet every one of them first before we ever step foot in the house. I want to make sure our caregivers are comfortable there.
Good.
I want to make sure that if I could do it as a caregiver, then we'll take it. If I couldn't do it, we're not going to do it. So,
okay, good.
And it's not to say that we're picky, but I just, you know, if we can't do it, or I think that they need more, then I'm going to refer them on to someone that can
help
them.
Like home health or...
Yeah, home health, hospice, or tag team it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes a facility, you know. Right. Sometimes they're not appropriate to be home.
Right. And, you know, the thing that's nice about this is, I mean, we've had patients that were on hospice, but the families, you know, we provide aids and such, but maybe they want some extra support, or, you know, we've actually had patients that we've shared, you know, before where you've had home helpers in, you know, to help provide extra care, or, you know, people that, but you don't have to have had any help. If you just are out there and you need, you know, some care, like you said, with meals, even that companionship.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are so lonely and isolated, and COVID's been a big part of that.
And caregiver support.
Right.
It helps the caregivers at home have extra support.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's just that support, like you said, and it could just be a filler, a gap filler. I call it a gap filler, you know, where hospice or the family or whatever can't be there, we can be that person for them. So.
You know, and I've talked to people that working for you, and sometimes it's just a matter of sitting with the company, company and just watching TV.
Yeah.
You know? I like to do that if you're hiring. I can watch TV with the best of them.
There you go. We're going to give Rick his interview right now on the radio, everybody.
What shows do you like?
Some of our aides have been so lucky to go to movies or go get their nails done. You know, this is all pre-COVID, but I always said, man, that's the one for me. I'll take that one.
Somebody's got to do it.
I mean, do they do shopping?
Yeah, we go grocery shopping. We pick up prescriptions. We can just go shopping just for
fun. So you could be that extra friend or family member that, you know, maybe is... not able to be there. I mean, that's just very nice.
Especially if the caregiver has to work.
Yeah.
In their families, taking care of their kids, let alone a loved one.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. Like I said, and it could just be that 4 hours once a week that's just enough of a break for someone to think, oh, finally, I got to go, you know, get my hair done or got to go get to this dentist appointment or whatever it is.
But I think the other nice thing is that they'll help with bathing. They'll help with housekeeping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just imagine what you can get done in 4 hours, you know.
Meal prep, things like that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
They probably can be really busy in that 4 hours.
I always tell people, you know, they may be bringing us in for, you know, giving someone a shower. But then I'll say, think of other ways that we can help you. You know, could we start a crock pot meal for dinner tonight? Or can we, you know, clean the bathroom? I hate cleaning the bathroom. I hire my oldest daughter to do that at my house. So,
yeah, there you go.
You know, whatever it is that we can do to make things better for the whole family.
Well, I think that's something people don't realize. And we find out as well when we visit somebody in the home, you know, volunteers or something, there's those little things that everybody doesn't think about.
Yeah.
Dusting, cleaning house, you know, everybody's focused on the illness or their condition or something.
Yeah.
And I think the nice thing about home helpers, you know, over the years, you've taught me a lot about it, you know, Jody. So I'm just trying to remember what I could tell people that, you know, has been interesting for me. But there really isn't an age or anything like that, right?
No.
You take care of people of all ages. So because it's non-medical, any diagnosis, anything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't require a doctor's orders or anything like that. It can just be, you know, you're struggling with needing a little bit of help. Or it can be we're in there with you guys with hospice and we're covering some nights or things like that so the family can get some sleep. So
it's like my mom, you know, as she aged, she didn't need anything specific. She needed help.
Yeah.
But it was not a medical condition. It was just old age is about the best way I can put it.
And that's a lot of people. You know, a lot of people just struggle with day-to-day things and that's what we're there for. So I always say, you know, they say, what's a typical schedule? I'll say there's no typical schedule. What's a typical thing you do? There isn't. You know, we can change kitty litter boxes. We can take the dog to the vet. We can.
And I've got my list made out. I don't know about anybody else here.
Do we have Jody's number? I'd like you to come over.
So, and are you 24 hours a day?
We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we always have someone who answers the phone, you know, after hours when we're, you know, when the office is closed. I have two retired caregivers who answer my phones so they can change schedules, fix schedules, and then they call me if they need anything.
Well, that's really amazing. You know, so many voicemails have your calls important, leave a message.
Yeah.
You're so important you answer it.
Well, of course.
Well, and I know we're very blessed at Fairhope here that we have that answers too, because even other hospices don't have that. So we're blessed to have the community support to do that.
There have been nights I've called here and you guys have been here for, you know, where we've shared a client. So that is huge.
Well, and it is. And, you know, in a hospice care, you know, we understand that 24-hour care and how important that is because sometimes people have needs at night. You know, and like you said, for caregivers to get sleep, sometimes they need that help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
sure. So that's great. That's a great service, really.
Nothing ever happens between 8 and 4. It's between 4 and 8.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, we noticed we really had to increase our staffing in the evenings.
Yeah.
Because it seems like when people go in from the hospital or, you know, when you do admissions, a lot of them are in the evening, late afternoon and evenings.
Yeah, we need people to work the front desk because of the COVID, you know, in the late hours. And it's amazing how many admissions we have at 8, 9, 10
o'clock. Yeah, because you're doing a lot of that desk work 4 to 8.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of the people coming in, Pickering House,
It is nice, and you get to know the families, what they're going through doing that at the front desk, you know, the emotion and all that, you know.
So how's COVID affected you, your organization?
It's really made us super busy, to be honest. A lot of people wanted to that we're maybe heading in the direction of staying, going to a facility, decided not to right this minute. So they decided to have us in. There have been people who've come home because their loved ones couldn't see them. Now I know things have opened up, but at that time people weren't able to see each other, so they wanted to be home.
That's
so we were bringing them home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they could be with them.
Yeah, we put a lot of precautions in place. We, of course, you know, PPE and just making sure everybody's protected and nobody works sick, but yeah, it's been a big game changer for sure. I miss my caregivers. We used to have an open office. We don't have that right now. So everybody that come in with their kids and everything, we're not doing that. Miss seeing people a lot.
We're in the same boat somewhat. You know, we're a close-knit group, plus we are more touchy-feely, if you want to put it that
and
way.
And the hugs. Oh, huggers. I miss the hugs.
Yeah. We're huggers.
Well, and then, you know, we've always been able to allow visitors here, but, you know, there's been some restrictions. But, you know, of course, 24 hours a day, we've allowed visitors here. But it has changed. Well, the thing we miss probably the most is our volunteers. Because, but as everybody gets vaccinated, we're hoping to bring our volunteers back, that they can... Yeah. You know, start helping us. You know, they've always manned the front desk in the Pickering House, so they've greeted visitors, but they also visited patients in homes and facilities. So we'll be glad to have our volunteers back to help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is getting better, and we'll see what long-term changes remain. You know, people are talking about that. Certain things that started due to the COVID might continue.
Yeah, right. We might have learned some good tips. Deal with now with
that's
COVID
right.
has changed some things for the better.
That's true. That's
I know
true.
My hands are clean, that's for sure.
No more flu, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Jody Amspaugh, owner of Home Helpers, for being with us. Kim Shook and Rick Snyder, of course, thank you. And we are going to take a short break.